So, I guess I'll introduce myself. See, I told you that this was gonna be all over the place. I'm Samantha, and I'm 23, and I'm a mom of two. And I was on a plant-based diet, but with my health issues, oh my God, I'll put this at the beginning of the episode, and I don't think I'm gonna cut anything out because what the heck? Why? I don't want to do that right now. So if this isn't that great, I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm doing it for me, so that's okay. No, but I really don't want to. You'll hear later why I have to change my diet, but I don't want to eat meat. I don't. It's disgusting. But I feel like I don't really have a choice. Like, yeah, everybody has a choice. Well, you know what? With my health issues, I mean, I'd kind of rather be alive than be, what's it called? Like, humble. No, like, I guess kneeling over in pain. Because this, I mean, yeah. No, it's not fun. So I've had to go back to eating freaking meat, and I'm so freaking mad. Just because like I've already done my research and stuff on it. But yeah, so that's my life. You'll hear the next 15 minutes of why and what my life is kind of like right now. It's very hectic. And yeah. It's great. Not really, but you'll hear it. All right, y'all. Hello. Haven't done this in a while. Don't even really know how to start because it's been so long. And, well, I mean, one good thing, I got a new microphone, so that's cool, I guess. Another exciting thing, I recently got a dog, and her name's Maggie, and I have her registered as an emotional support dog, and she's in training for becoming a service dog, so that's pretty cool. I think I'm just gonna do like a life update because it's been a while. I freaking suck at consistency, so whatever. I don't freaking know. I recently so I used to hate ramen noodles being crushed. I don't know what the heck that transition was from a dog to ramen noodles, but it's cool. So yeah, ramen noodles. I recently hopped on the train of crushing ramen noodles. I did not like using, I hated doing that. But now it's like, I don't know, it's better, I guess, when they're crushed, and my kids can eat it easier, a lot easier. So there's that. I don't even know what the heck it was. And I also ran out of hot sauce, so I've been kind of eating them just as they are. But yeah, I don't know what the heck it was, but I used to like just the noodles being long, and then I would cook them. I just like stick the whole block in the pot and boil the water and have my noodles long, but crushing them is kind of, I guess, a lot easier to eat. I don't know. And speaking of my new microphone at the beginning of this episode, I'm kind of like all jumbled here, okay? This is my life. I'm literally jumbled all over 24/7. My new microphone I got, it was $40, but you know what? It sounds good. To me, it sounds good. Okay, I guess that's all that matters. It was $40. It's a blue snowball microphone. So yeah, round of applause to me. And I don't know, like, I can't really go into any details, but my life literally sucks right now. And 3 years ago, I said that I didn't want this to happen, and it freaking happened anyway. So I'm just kind of trying to go with it, I guess. I don't freaking know what to do at all. But I'm not really gonna go into too much details with that. I felt like I was dying yesterday. I have PCOS, and I got diagnosed with that like a few months ago. And it freaking sucks. And we might get like a little personal here because I hate when guys are like, "Oh, it doesn't hurt." Hello? Then like, hold on a second, because this part is probably gonna be like 18 plus. What I wanna say, well, I didn't think of this when somebody mentioned it before, but if a guy tells you, if you have PCOS and a guy tells you that it doesn't freaking hurt, first of all, they're a guy. They don't know what the heck they're talking about when it comes to us women, okay? Also, it feels like if you have to explain it, and this is the only way that I can think of explaining it to them, is if their sperm is stuck in their balls and they just don't like, they don't release it, okay? Like, it's just stuck there. That's how our ovaries feel with our eggs. They're just stuck there. They don't release, and if they do release, it hurts, okay? And yesterday, I think one of my eggs actually released because I felt like I was dying. My pain was like 8, 9, but like, see, y'all are probably gonna be like, "Oh, you should have went to the hospital." No, I'm not wasting my time going to the hospital because I already know what's wrong with me. They're not gonna do anything about it. It's not like they can just scoop out the eggs and call it a freaking day. No. You know what? Fight me. No, I'm not gonna waste my time in the emergency room. I can't take any of the medicine, and I don't want to take any of the medicine, but I can't take any of the medicine because it all has dairy in it, and I'm breastfeeding, and my kids, well, the one that I'm breastfeeding now, my son, he, both of my kids are though. They're allergic to dairy. It's not just like even intolerant. Like at first, it's intolerant. Intolerance, I should say. But then, like if they have too much, they throw up, they have diarrhea, they have, they get like all these spots from having too much milk, and then like the doctors say that it's heat rash. No, it's not heat rash. But yeah, so I just stay away from dairy, and I can't have most medicines because that's what they put in medicine is dairy for whatever freaking reason. Ridiculous. And I was on a plant-based diet, and I think that's kind of like what messed up my hormones because I was eating a lot of soy. And that like didn't balance out, like because I was eating like the substitute meats and stuff like that. I didn't like go raw. And I really don't want, I hate eating meat. I literally want to throw up every single time I do, but I can't. And I have to change my diet. Like, I have to go back and all this bull crap. So, yeah. Freaking sucks. I don't want to take medicine either because it doesn't solve the problem, okay? Medicine doesn't solve every freaking problem in the world. I mean, yeah, it's fast acting, but I'm pretty sure the reason why my PCOS started was I mean, the imbalance of hormones. So if y'all don't know what PCOS is, it's polycystic ovarian syndrome, I think. I don't freaking know. I'm pretty sure that's it, though. I'm not that great with acronyms and remembering stuff. My memory's gone. And it's not just because of having kids. It's other things, too. And we'll get into that in another episode. But I don't even know what the heck I was remembering talking about. medicine. Yeah. I can take it, but I really don't want to. It doesn't solve any of my freaking problems. Polycystic ovarian syndrome is where your eggs don't get released. Like, your hormones are unbalanced, and then your eggs, like, there's multiple symptoms that you can have. It's not just like one or the other, but you could have, because of your hormones, and a lot of women have this, it's like facial hair, which I don't have, thank God. And I feel bad for the women that go through that, because it freaking sucks. But also acne. What else? Weight gain. Irregular periods. Stuff like that. It's freaking great, you guys. So, like, I knew that I didn't know that I had it, but, like, when I knew that there was something wrong was after I had my son, and, like, a few months after that, I decided, well, like, my periods were coming, like, every 2 months, and I was like, okay, well, this isn't normal, and I've never had, like, irregular periods. Like, they haven't been exactly on time, but they've been pretty close. And after I had my daughter, she was fine. But after I had my son, or, like, I was fine with periods and stuff like that after that. And then after I had my son, everything kind of just, like, got screwed up. And I'm still breastfeeding him. So that also, I mean, that's part of my hormone imbalance, is because I'm still breastfeeding him. And that's also why I didn't like the medicine suggestion, because I'm still breastfeeding. Hello. If it's due to hormone imbalance, then don't you think? I don't freaking know. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know anything. But, and I say that sarcastically, because we know our own bodies, and we know, like, we've grown up in our bodies. Hello? Like, but yeah, I mean, I'm kind of all over the place with this, but I wasn't gonna go into the hospital, because I already knew what the heck was wrong with me, okay? And I took Motrin, and it seemed to help, but I also have been going to physical therapy for pelvic floor, so yeah, that's been good, I guess. I mean, it's doing better, and I'm not in as much abdominal pain other than the freaking PCOS, but other than that, I've been doing pelvic floor. I've been doing PT for pelvic floor, and that's been going good. My mom and I and my kids have recently been traveling, and we took a trip to Idaho to see my sister and give her stuff back. That was great, I guess. Not really. I mean, it was good seeing her. It was good, like, obviously giving her stuff back, and I was glad that I was able to see her, but there were some things that happened that wasn't so great, and again, I'm not gonna get into them right now. I was supposed to go to Young Living on the way back, but then we realized it was Sunday. And they're not open on Sunday, so that didn't happen. We're going to take another trip out there, though, to Utah to see Young Living. I don't know when. We were supposed to go September, so it's August 31st. Oh, wow, it's August 31st. Tomorrow, September 1st. Woo! Fall? Yes. But Yeah, so I mean, we were supposed to go this month, but there's so much stuff happening this month. I don't even know if we're gonna be able to. So also, fall is my favorite season. I guess, like, okay, I guess it depends on where you're living, because when I was living in New York, it really wasn't like fall and winter. Ugh, hate it. Done. Get out of here. Like, it was too cold. It would snow on Halloween. Like, and then it wouldn't even, it didn't even have the audacity to snow on Christmas. It had to snow on Halloween. What in the, okay. Bye. So yeah, when I was living in New York, fall and winter was not my favorite. Spring and summer were. But now, where I live, I like summer, but it gets too freaking hot. But at the same time, you get to swim all the time, so I guess that's not that bad. And like fall here is another summer, I guess, kind of. Like, it's like the second summer. It's a lot cooler than in the summer. See if y'all can guess where I live. If, I mean, obviously, if you follow me on Instagram or follow me anywhere, you guys already know where I live. But the people that are listening to this, I mean, I guess you could guess where I live. See if you get it right. It's just super hot. So yeah, I mean, what the heck? Like, I'm so stressed out. I can't even think straight. Like, I'm less stressed out than I was, but no, I'm like full on stressed all the time, 24/7, 365 days, which is probably also the cause to my PCOS. And it's great, you guys. Love it. Would recommend it to everybody. 10 out of 10. Not really. Like, I wouldn't re recommend any of my health issues to anybody. I also am dealing with like PTSD and depression and anxiety. I mean, who isn't? But just so that you guys are aware, on top of everything that I'm already kind of going through, I have to deal with that. And it sucks. Literally, my life just sucks right now. Like, I know it could be like 10 times worse. Everybody's life could be 10 times worse. But this is the worst it's ever been, and I don't want to go through this ever again. I'd rather not. So, yeah. I'm gonna take a break and I'll be right back. I recently got into beta reading, and one really good book that I have read, I've only halfway read it, don't at me. It's called The Arsenic Box by G.H. Fryer, and it's really good. It's mystery, and I guess kind of like a little bit of romance, I guess. But like, I've only halfway read it, so I can't really tell you the full thing. But it's about this wife, and she's married to this guy, and somebody kills him, and they're trying to figure out who it is. And then I'm guessing it's the person that killed him, also kills somebody else, and they're just trying to figure this thing out. So, The Arsenic Box by G.H. Fryer, you should go check it out. It's pretty good. I'm not a reader, and this is one of my favorite books. Also, I am only at chapter 17, so y'all can't spoil it for me if you guys read it. But yes, check out The Arsenic Box by G.H. Fryer and let me know how you like it. I love it. I really am not a reader, but this book, it makes me want to read. So, yeah, go check it out. All right. I want to say thank you for listening and sorry it was all over the place. I'm gonna try planning some things next time. But yeah, it is 9:31 p.m. and I'm gonna be going to sleep because I have to get up early tomorrow. So I hope you all have a good night or day whenever you're listening to this, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye. Thank you.